And I've been saying this whole time that we find out that Denver, yes, definitely. But Denver, they bleed. And I keep saying that they bleed. like when Batman, Ben Affleck
finds out that
Batfleck.
Batfleck.
Yeah. Finds out that Superman bleeds.
And his mom is also named Martha. Martha!
Martha!
Doesn't he say, you will?
Yeah. Do you bleed?
Why are both of our moms named Martha?
You will.
Are we stepbrothers? Did we just become best friends? Yep. What if that was a twist? Halfway through Batman vs. Superman, it just turns
into... Do you want to do karate in the garage?
Yep. Let's just do it out here. They start fighting again. Yeah, what if we found that out, that they're brothers, for real? And Martha's just a hoe. She's fucking fucking dudes on Earth, fucking dudes on Krypton. You over here fucking, what's Bruce Wayne's dad's name?
Bruce?
No, Thomas Wayne. You fuck Thomas Wayne.
Thomas Wayne.
And he went up
he's not a junior? He's not Bruce Wayne Jr.?
He's not Bruce Wayne Jr., Jr., Jr.? And he went up to Krypton.
That man been around for you decades, and you finally realized that his dad's name isn't Bruce.
This whole time?
He thought he was whole time?
I thought Batman was a junior.
I thought he was Bruce Squared.
He's not Bruce the second.
People listening in are starting to go to the Wikipedia like, wait, does he? Hold on.
Yeah. Thomas.
Who the fuck is Thomas?
Thomas? Like the train?
No, like Batman Beyond, Thomas Wayne. Hello.
Hello.
Shout out to Damian Wayne, his son.
Hi, Damian.
Yeah, Damian. He's a kid he had with Talia al Ghul.
And that's also Satan's son.
That is Satan's son. The Omen's a boring movie. You ever seen it?
Yeah, I hate it.
It was alright. I haven't seen it.
Fuck. We said we were gonna do that on the pod, but damn, the disrespect.
Yo.
I like it. Yo, speaking of that.
No, fuck that. You're moving forward off of that?
My bad. Fuck. Go. Get handle.
My man emphatically told me to shut the fuck up.
Stigmata ass, movie watching ass, looking in the face.
Oh, I believe God.
Favorite movie, you devil's advocate ass.
That was supposed to be Mike's angst coming through the speakers.
Shut the fuck up.
No, that was break stuff.
Break something.
That's not how it goes. Jesus Christ, don't ever do that again. Gary's not our music correspondent. You're not Kurt Loder. You're definitely
not. Give me something to break. I want to break it off. Oh. How does it go? That's what he does.
I like how he attempted a song before he asked how it went.
It does go like that. I want to break something. No.
It's all about the he said, she said bullshit.
Yeah. But doesn't
I
the
think
bridge.
You better quit talking this shit.
He has a bridge that says that, though. I want to break something. That's him. He said, she
said bullshit. Nope.
Nah, there's a bridge. Towards the box. Hey, right here. Your distance right, here. Right now I'm dangerous. We've all break some
All right, I'm gonna take
like
your word
a chainsaw.
For it.
That's what I was.
I'm gonna take your word for it. I'm gonna take your word for it.
My man heard one word.
No, it
that's
was
my shit. Like a chainsaw.
Told me to shut up, Mike.
That's the part you remembered the most. The chainsaw. There he is.
Chainsaw. Ring, ring, ring.
Gary was losing his grip on his punch. He's like, I gotta find something. Chainsaw.
Ying, ying, ying. I was like, what was that joke Gary had to squeeze in last time? That I pointed out.
Be cool.
Be cool. So I said you're like Obama. Be cool.
All right, John Morant.
Jaw talk. Well, I told you every episode we doing jaw talk. And this
we didn't
episode,
specify who, bitch.
This episode is no different. Today we're gonna be talking about Ja Moron.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is he? I don't know. Maybe I'm just going along with the jokes. Yeah, For the jokes.
Be careful, he'll shoot you.
But I don't know if it's loaded. But I did see something. That J.J. Redick was talking about it. Did you see that?
Yeah.
And he was basically saying how, although it was stupid, he didn't do anything illegal, as far as we know. So maybe we should kind of lay off a little bit. How do you feel about that?
I would tell him if I had Ja Morant, let's say you're Ja Morant.
Ja talk.
Okay, so either one of you, who wants to play Ja Morant?
I'll do it.
Okay, you're Ja Morant.
Okay.
I am... your friend who's going to give you some advice.
Friends? Happy That's it. People?
And then Rich is the friend who keeps putting you on live and who can't go... I forget his name, but who can't go to any Grizzlies home games. But they grew up together, which you guys did, so this shouldn't be too far apart. And if you were actually Ja Morant, he would
be that friend.
He would be the friend that would be kicked out of... Nah, you know what? If you had that money, you think like... Because I know this guy. I don't think he'll wild out like that.
No.
But if he had money, that access to those millions and millions of dollars, he might wild out a little bit more than he wilds out.
Tell him.
I know I would.
My man would be beaten to yayo.
I was Larry. I mean, I've been kicked out of many a places.
Which place? Name one.
Everywhere. Everywhere in L.A. I'll probably get kicked out of my
Now we have to find an alter ego for... If he's going to be the one, now we have to find an alter ego name for his. You're Larry. What's his alter ego?
He's rich at an all time. Yeah, Freako the Creek God.
That's his alter ego. It's Freako. Yeah.
Shout out to Freako, man. Freako got me in lots of trouble.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
There you go.
He's a bad guy.
Freako and Larry.
He's a bad guy.
I'm Ja Morant.
I found God.
I got Freako slash Larry here, and then I got my good friend right there.
Yeah. So
talk about it.
Look at my gun, guys.
Ja.
Let me get that on camera, quick.
Ja. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that you have a gun. I don't care. Just don't show anybody your gun, Ja. Please. Stop. I'm your mom.
I'm your mom.
How you go from being my friend to my mom? This shit got weird all of a sudden.
I'm your friend, mom.
God damn it.
I'm your friend's mom. I'm Stifler's mom.
I'm still holding my fake gun in my hand.
I'm your mom's friend.
It's me, your dad. Oh, but Ja does need that one friend who's going to tell him, yo, just stop showing this shit. That's all he needs.
Or his dad, who looks like Usher, like, you know what I'm saying?
His dad looks like Usher.
I mean,
his dad looks just like Usher.
Are we sure his dad's not Usher? Because remember when Usher was being convicted? Yeah. He was being accused of having herpes and fucking dudes
in Memphis.
Remember it was in Memphis about 23 years ago?
No, that's not Usher's not his dad because he's sat next to his dad.
Yeah, they played on the joke,
and it looked like they were twins.
Yeah, yeah, yes, sir. A very handsome looking man. And that's why I'm his mom.
God damn it.
I kept paging you.
But the thing you got to think about is Ja Morant's facilitating for a lot of his friends.
Every time I was in Memphis, I was with my ex-girlfriend.
Same girl. Different song, but okay.
She told me, baby, you have to guess I'm hand. Ballin'.
You have to guess hand song.
Different song, but same girl.
Mike, continue, please.
No, fuck you.
Look, so Ja, I mean, just put the gun down, Ja.
Why are we going back to this skit? This is back and forth.
Give me the fucking gun, Trey.
No,
what I was trying to say is that if he has a friend in his, friend group that says that, Ja gonna be like, nigga, shut the fuck up.
He needs Ving Rhames.
I mean,
give me the gun.
It's guns and butter.
Yeah. Give me the gun. And he wraps the gun in his bandana after he chokes him.
No, what he needs somebody to come up to him butt-ass naked.
Yeah.
And tell him, you want some breakfast? Yeah. Yeah. That'll scare me into putting the gun down.
And since I'm his mom, I'm fucking Ving Rhames in this scenario,
since
too.
You are his mom, who also looks like his dad, who kind of looks like Usher a little bit.
Yeah, shouts to the whole Ja Morant family.
Yeah.
The Morants. Yeah, just, I mean, wild out, but do it in private. That's what I'm saying.
I don't see a reason to have the gun on you. You, specifically.
It's just because...
Have your boys have the gun.
Yeah, or have the gun, just don't put it on live. And even his homie was like, fucked up, my bad.
He dropped the phone the second time?
Yeah. So,
but that wasn't his homie, because he knew what he was doing. He was rapping before. He went, I also, Tommy gun.
I'm going to be honest. King Von makes me want to fucking pull out a gun.
Yeah, pull it out, man.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know if they were listening to King Von, but I listen to King Von, and I'm just
pull out your equivalent of a gun instead. Pull something else out. Yeah. Put up the finger gun. I know it's not as hard, but do one of these. Bow, bow, bow.
Pull out the knife.
Yeah, pull out the knife.
Has anyone seen my bigger knife?
I'm sorry, what? What knife?
Yeah, Ja Morant just roll with a machete. Just don't get into any gunfights, right?
Yeah, at least not no Mexican standoffs.
Yeah.
Exactly. So Ja, put down the gun. Mm-hmm. Who do we think is gonna take it to the finals, West and East? Go West first.
I'm going Lakers. I'm Lakers. Okay, Lakers in 7.
That was a trick question.
And then Lakers in 6.
Okay.
Again.
And who's going on the East?
I'm thinking it's gonna be the Celtics. Just because the Heat have the momentum. They have game one, but the Celtics are younger. I'm just expecting this Heat's team to tire out.
I don't know, Jimmy. Playoff Jimmy.
A repeat of the bubble then. Fuck it. And Lakers will erase that asterisk from the bubble. Because I hate that people say that shit.
I mean,
I'm a Laker fan, so that's why
I hate it. It was harder in the bubble, kind of.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You had 3 months off, but so we had just all, the whole world went through COVID.
Yeah.
And all that bullshit.
And you couldn't see your family, really?
Yeah. All right, so you're COVID.
You couldn't fuck your random...
I'm China.
I'm COVID friend's mom.
Side hoes on the road.
Yeah, you couldn't see. You had to stay at Disneyland after hours.
Like, I know. I couldn't even ride the rides. That shit ain't fun. Yeah. You think they turned on the rides for them? They had to, right?
Nah, everybody went to LeBron James. LeBron James.
LeBron James.
Everyone went to Bron's room, drank
at the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
Because he's the King James.
Oh, didn't Jimmy Butler smash
LeBron?
Rachel McAdams.
Did he?
Rachel Weisz. Rachel White?
Rachel who? Is it the,
from the ESPN, the redhead.
Oh, did he?
Didn't he?
I don't know.
I hope he did.
I ain't seen her in a minute.
Rachel McAndrews?
Is that her name?
Maybe.
Not McAdams. That's Dr. Strange girl. From The Notebook.
All right, I'm leaving this one. Let's go to...
Yeah, that was a sick-ass reference.
Jaw talk.
That's Dr. Strange bitch from that one movie.
I didn't call her a bitch. I don't call women bitches no more. No, bitches ain't bitches, but hoes and tricks.
I don't like that you've been so woke today. What's going on, Gary?
I'm just trying something new.
Are you an ally?
I'm Fleetwood Mac.
Don't be. You're a Fleetwood firm. So why are you so woke today? Well, what's going on?
Nothing.
Your girl yelling at you? You in trouble?
No, I love my girl, man.
Not because of that. I'm just saying, like, you get into fights, you feel more sensitive. What's going on? You got both balls?
I got both of them. They're both here. I'm good. I went to the doctor last week. I'm all good. Well, triglycerides is a little high, but
I mean, he wasn't fatty asking liver. That.
No, I am. Now I am. I want to know. Okay. What are triglycerides and what do they control? I'm Dr. Drew.
Honestly, from
asking
dog,
if he was a pussy to ask
Yeah, I'm not pussy at all, dog.
Yo, is you pussy or do you get checked up?
Nah. I told you I'll rape.
Yo, are you
in jail? In jail.
Fuck.
In
jail. Clip it. Jesus Christ. He on camera? In front of my friends?
Not cool.
Not at all.
No, the craziest part.
Gary, no, stop. Gary, stop.
The craziest part is that he was like, yeah, I've been woke lately.
And then he's like, I'll rape.
He went 0 to 100, like, but I also rape.
Jesus Christ. What's the time? Rap. Yeah, rap. Yeah, sing.
What's the time? No, because we're talking about that. We are talking about that.
Look, for clarification, Gary doesn't rape. No. And it's never funny to laugh at that, but we are off the rails. So, laugh on.
He's a little congested right now, so he might
rape. Look at that. Sandia, huh?
Yeah, it was something new. I had to try it, man.
No, anytime I see something new, I have to try.
I have to
100% try. Limited edition.
Always.
That's the key to my heart.
I know. Yeah. Every time I see anything limited edition, I send you a picture of it. Mm-hmm. I got my limited edition dick if you want. fuck.
Limited edition.
What were we talking about before we went off?
That's a dollar.
Before you started talking about raping people. What were we talking about before that?
You were asking him why
he... Not raping people. It was raping men in jail.
Okay, good. I like that we specified. Okay, I like that we specified that you're gay. Okay. All right, so... why he's so woke, right?
Yeah,
so what's going on, Gary?
I don't think that anything is going
on. Why am I not allowed to say certain words anymore on the pod?
You are. It was a bit.
You are bits.
I am bits. And
that was a strenuous long bit, bro. He brought that bit from his kitchen.
Yo, long ass bit.
Elongated bit.
This bit. But speaking of long bits, Robert De Niro had a kid at 71.
79.
79?
79, bro.
Shit, that's even worse.
Yeah.
First of all, I didn't even know you could... La, 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 la. I didn't even know you could shoot sperm at that age.
Is he still, pink horsepower. Shouts to Cam.
Is he still dipping in his favorite flavor of chocolate?
Oh, is he fucking a black chick?
Because he always loved chocolate.
Well, I don't know if he's still married to the same late. I don't know who the mother
last
of
I heard
child
he was
is.
Yelling at some chick at his wife or something.
Bobby D.
I'm not sure. She's 34 and he's 79. Yeah. I'm not too sure about that.
No, 69.
This one's from years ago.
Fuck.
That,
I remember his wife was black.
Yeah, he was yelling at her because she wanted fancy stuff. He was like, I got to keep doing these shit movies in order to pay for these fancy dinners.
Fuck.
Well, wait, sounds about right.
So, do you think you'd ever want to have a kid that late in life?
I mean, I want a kid now. But at the same time, man, I like to travel.
Have one.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you just had a kid.
I did?
And, yeah, what? Last year, 2 years ago. Two?
I don't know.
Almost you two. Said you just had a kid, and you can't travel.
Hey, your ass.
To Florida.
No!
There we go.
Your ass ain't traveling nowhere. Back. Yeah, all late. Yeah, so you're
it's
stuck in that.
Here, huh?
You're stuck in... I'm in the sunken place. So you're in that spot where it's a catch 22. You want a kid, but then you also want to continue to do what mm-hmm. you're already doing.
Yeah.
And so
it's just hard enough to pawn off Esco to my parents or to
but that's now
friends. Yeah.
But like when you're 79,
yeah,
done pretty much all there is to do. I would say or mm-hmm. assume.
Yeah.
Especially someone who's been rich and famous as long as Bobby D. Mm-hmm. We're on that kind of a friendship basis. I can call him that. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a bit unfair to the kid.
Yeah. Well, cause
because you're not going to be around long. If we're being honest.
You're going to be 100 when he's 21. No, 20. 21. Yeah, 21. 21.
First of all, you're not going to be 100.
He might. You don't know.
That's I think you guys are forgetting the fact that it's not De Niro's choice to have the kid.
It's a woman's choice.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm sure whatever he just said. It makes sense because...
We reversed Roe versus Wade?
Because...
Is that the right one? I don't know.
Roe versus Wade?
Yo,
I don't think
this is turning into a really fucking walk the line podcast, all right?
I don't
How
rape.
You go from from rape to Roe versus... What's your problem, bro?
I like how Gary bailed on the whole thing. I don't rape. First and foremost... Clip it.
That's he like loaded it into his gun and shot it with no remorse.
Yo, Gary,
he said, "Hi, Roe versus Wade." I'm like, bro, that's a joke, and that's bad.
Gary was so spooked, he fucking abandoned all bits.
We were all spooked.
He said, "No bits."
I don't think you can call. You can't call people that.
Yo.
I almost spit that out. All right.
Jesus Christ.
First of all, it is his choice. He nutted. He has sex. And he...
Back to what he said, though.
Maybe it's
perfect. That's true. I didn't know you could nut at 79.
Maybe he didn't know either.
Wait, hold on 1 second. Maybe it
was a miracle nut.
Are you thinking about...
Jesus Christ himself? Yes.
Or just him busting? What are you saying? You
don't know. Busting nuts.
Like, damn, Robert De Niro
bust nuts at an old age.
I don't know that
his dick.
I haven't been there yet.
They can't. Are you talking about the ability to
probably
make a baby?
You never
rhymed. Is that
what
you're talking
yet.
About?
The ability to bust a nut.
That's nuts.
At 79.
No. I'm sure you still can.
So you could, as an old man, you can bust a nut at 100.
Yeah, right, you're not making
who's
babies.
Who's the oldest man you know?
You're not making who's babies. You popped that Viagra and
he died.
Who's the oldest man you know currently that's alive?
Al's grandpa.
Ask him if he's busting nuts.
I mean, I don't want to think about that. It's cool.
You don't have to think about it. You don't have to think about it.
No,
this is scientific. We just need a fucking answer,
yo,
bro.
Yo, because to ask the question, it has to go through my mind, and I have to think about it.
You bust nuts?
So I'm good. Of course I bust nuts.
I did not see you busting nut in my head right now.
But now you do. We're going to be locked eyes.
You nasty. Hey.
Yo, look, there's no specific age when men stop ejaculating. Lower ejaculate force and volume are expected as you age.
Shut up, Mike. No, I'm kidding.
Turn down the volume on that.
No, that's your last one.
No, what I was really going to say is that I appreciate
that's
that
three
you.
Of them, dog.
No, that I appreciate you have been the fact checker for the last three pods. And I appreciate that. And that's you now. You're going to feed the fact check. I'm Ja's mom. And then you.
You are dumb.
You're Roe versus Wade.
Yeah. Dot, 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 dot. Yeah. I'm bro
versus Wade. He doesn't rape.
I'm bro versus Wade.
Oh, God.
I'm bro versus Wade.
Say it one more time.
You know, bro versus Wade.
Yo. Oh, name of the pod.
Looks like we found it. You guys are such dickheads. I think I still got that right, but you guys are being mean to me. So,
so 79. No, I don't want to have a kid at 79 because I don't know if I'm going to be... The biggest reason why I didn't want to have a kid for the longest also was because they're so heavy.
What?
Yeah.
Kids are heavy? I mean, no, you're right, actually.
Kids are heavy.
My left shoulder's been killing me.
Look, Gary, I love you, but what the fuck?
You weak bitch.
He said the reason why, one of the reasons, is because kids are heavy. Heavy.
Get a fucking baby Bjorn. Strap that motherfucker to your chest.
You be going to the gym. You fit. What the fuck a baby gonna do to your arms?
Suck on his titties.
You know. But.
He's still stuck with it. This man is nuts. This man is insane.
I am bro versus Wade. But I'm saying, like, they're heavy. I've carried Al's niece.
I've carried Al before. I know how heavy your baby's going to be.
Okay, is this baby walking?
Look, I've carried her around Walmart in Indiana while she's 3 years old. Holy shit,
I'm glad you said Anna.
Indiana.
What the fuck?
You'll catch it later.
Yeah. Indy? Yeah, I got you.
Okay, you carried her around Walmart. Who'd you carry around Walmart?
Al's niece.
Okay.
Which is now my niece. So when she was 3 years old, I carried her around Walmart.
Oh, at three, she should be walking.
No, but she's asleep.
Wake your ass up.
She's asleep. I'm new uncle.
New uncle.
I'm carrying around a 3 year old for 30 minutes around Walmart.
You can't blame that on no damn baby.
She's asleep. I can't blame her. I can't blame her. No, of course not.
On a baby. On the reason not to have a baby.
I'm blaming because.
It's a baby.
My shirt was sweaty. I'm just like, dude, this is tough. I'm not ready for this.
I just want you to know that's a wild reason not to want to have a baby, bro.
For real.
I want to have babies
fucking
now.
Psycho. Yeah, I don't want to carry around. Hey, babe. To be honest with you, like, I want to, but, like, this baby's fucking
every
heavy,
time I think
yo.
About a kid, I'll be like, how much does this baby weigh?
In recent years, they've come up with this new thing. You put this thing around your waist. It's like a cushion.
I know.
They sit on it.
Yeah.
Oh, if I had that.
I have one. I could give it to you.
Oh, perfect. Wait, you don't need it? Your son still makes you carry him.
Yeah, but I'm not a bitch. I just hold his ass, you fucking.
Yo, Gary got one more in him, and he gonna show you who a bitch is.
Yeah. Sorry.
Touché.
No more saying cuss words.
At least she's woke.
It's my bad. But yeah, you're a pussy for that. And those things are specifically designed so that when the mother is breastfeeding, they don't have to hold baby for such a long time. Yeah.
No, we took it hiking and it worked.
Oh, you took it hiking?
With Rob and Story's baby, like Al put that on and she carried the baby all the way up the mountain and way back down.
That's a wild reason not to have a baby though. You should have a baby.
I do want to have a baby, but next year.
Next year?
Next year. 2024.
Next year's not really good for me.
2024. Maybe 2025. We'll see. You know what I'm saying?
But then you want to be an old dad?
I don't, but I'm already 36.
Yeah. Like, but how much more you think you got in you, like to run around and shit?
Oh, I'm going to run around as long as my body lets me because I don't want to be...
Your legs literally just buckled today.
But I don't want to be stagnant, though. Motion is the lotion.
You have been saying that for a long time.
It is because I see it at the hospital, bro. Like, I see it.
Everybody's fucked up, just be sitting?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Like, I see it. Like, you got to keep moving. You got to keep working out. You got to keep lifting weights. Joe Rogan says. So.
I trust everything Joe Rogan says.
Like, you were doing good until you said Joe Rogan says.
That's a dollar.
That's
a
dollar for real.
But I didn't say Joe Rogan experience says, but you know where I got it. You know where I got it from. Shout out to Joe Rogan.
In case you guys forgot.
Joe Rogan. It is.
Goddamn right. Joe Rogan. I believe everything Joe Rogan says. And speaking of Joe Rogan, let's go to the comedy mothership.
Ooh, let's do it.
I want to go. It's all the way in San Antonio. No, wait.
Austin, Texas.
Austin.
Did I tell you what happened to me in Austin?
You no, went, tell didn't me. You go to that barbecue spot?
Yeah, but I didn't say it on the pod.
Didn't. That's why I brought it up.
Okay, so I had a on my way to South Carolina, I had a layover in Austin, Texas. 5-hour layover. Alex's not even friend. So Alex went to high school with this girl's sister. And they weren't even that cool. But this girl's sister and Al had started a friendship on Facebook. Like, you know, commenting on each other's page. Yeah, catfish.
Al was a dude.
Yeah, Al was John Moran.
Al's mom. Coincidentally, his dad, who also looked like Usher's dad. Yeah,
exactly. So they started.
I don't rape.
Let's clear that up.
In case anybody's wondering, halfway through, no rape.
Bro versus Wade. One more time. Joe Rogan.
Yo versus Wade right now.
So they started a friendship online.
Oh no,
Al said, I got this 5-hour layover in Austin, Texas. This friend happens to live in Austin, Texas. She says, "Hey, I'll pick you up from the airport, take you out
for five hours."
Yeah, so she picks us up from the airport, takes us out. So we go eat Austin barbecue.
Mm.
We go to Austin bars.
You see Stone Cold Steve Austin.
We go to Kill Tony. That's another dollar. Fuck.
Did you?
No. I want to.
You won't help me? Hey, can we do a...
I tried the kickstand joke.
if we get 100 patrons, we'll take a trip to Austin and go to Kill Tony.
So, as a pod. Let's go. And then Kill Tony asked me.
And we'll all do stand-up.
He's like, "How's your love life?" Well, my wife is here. Does she do stand-up comedy? Yeah, yep. She does. She came up there and killed.
Fucking. Right after I bombed.
Murdered me. Right after I bombed.
You look like all of Menudo squished together.
Trina! And the crowd went wild.
You gonna let him get away with that impression? All right, you wild.
I'm gay.
We all heard her.
We did. You're right, we did.
Speaking of which, I know this is going to be off topic, but just real quick. I heard rumors that you're going to start your own side pod with your wife. I don't like that.
It's in the works, bro. It's in the works. I feel like when I get 6 to 2, that schedule, I don't know if I'm going to be able to be doing these late-ass pods. Maybe we can...
Oh, what, you switch. A baby?
We can switch. What time do you work?
Is Let it because see. You have to hold...
I have to wake up at 4 a.m.
Because you have to hold your niece 3 hours. It's hey, you know babies are heavy. I wake up at 6.
6. I have to wake up at 4. The other day I worked 6 to 2. I had to wake up at 4:15.
Because I work from home now, I don't have to wake up early. I just got to wake up at 6.
But you used to wake up at 4, right?
I used to wake up at 4:30.
Yes.
When I worked at 6 o'clock.
So I can't be a bitch like that to y'all.
No, you're right. So we do earlier pods. That's not a problem. I was just kidding about you starting a pod with Al. I only said that because when you had your two solo pods with Al, was it two or one?
It was one.
One. Yeah, she's way better than you, man. You suck.
I don't think so, but yeah, all right.
She just, I don't know, I feel like
she was great, though. She's great.
I just felt like
But you know that chemistry between husband and wife.
I just think that maybe we should... replace you one day with Al. See how it goes.
All right. Good luck. Good luck, Al. Set this up, Al.
How do you think Al would do in an hour and a half long conversation with Mike and I?
Great. I think she'd be fine. She has.
Would we just talk about Queer Eye the whole time?
She's her father's daughter.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Fuck. Survey says.
I'll tell you something funny about this that I learned the other day. But yeah, she's her father's daughter. Her father, if you've ever met him, does not stop talking. I love you, Brian.
I know. Shout out to Brian.
He will talk your ear off, but so will Al. Al, you get her talking about the right right topic. Talk about it for days.
We not talked stop. About the gays.
Days, gays, days,
gays.
Yeah, there you go. Mike's your catchphrase.
Mike's still here.
Number one, let's put it on the board.
Remember when Mike checked out 20 minutes ago because you got mad? He hasn't said shit since.
I'm just high, nigga.
No, I noticed that. Yo, Mike's been extra quiet. The Eddies hit hard.
I'm not offended at all. If anything, I am floating.
Mike's just been over there ASMRing fucking cookies.
Mm-hmm. Big time.
And Mike's loving the AC over there. Like, just, I'll put it lower next time okay. for you. Cause
I just did that Hindu.
Mike, you can't say that.
Roe v. Wade, rape, Kansas 7.
Oh, now we got to say not nigga anymore.
Bro versus rape.
Bro versus rape. Whoa.
Never mind. Whoa versus Wade.
I'm just saying that would be a pretty funny name for a pod, but yeah. It would never get clicked.
Yeah. So you
Bro versus actually
it might get clicked.
Yeah, because that'd be a pretty honorable bro. Yeah. Yeah, because he's versus rape. He's not for it.
No, I'm definitely a superhero. All right, so Gary.
Name of the pod.
I like it. We talked into it. So you want to have kids. What about you, Mike? How you feel about kids?
I feel like there's plenty of ways to have kids as far as...
There's
like,
one way.
Well, there's one. One, you can make a kid. The other way is you can just adopt a kid.
There's so many ways to skin a cat.
I used to be worried, but I'm not worried anymore. Like, if I do want a kid down the line and I don't get there with my life, mm-hmm. I'll probably adopt a kid that... Not a baby. I feel like you got to do brother. This mathematically. Like, adopt a kid that would be the age that you need to be at your age. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I thought you were going to say adopt a kid that would be the Asian that you want him to be.
The best Asian you can possibly get on the market. Yeah. No, because if you get like a baby, you're gonna. It's the same concept. Carry him.
Will you do that when you?
Yo, that's a brilliant idea for you, Gary. You can have a kid after they're uncarryable. Yeah. Go adopt a kid. Go to the Carries R Us and get one of the kids that you don't have to carry.
Yes. Problem with that is
stop
that
having some of these non-walking ass kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, problem with that is then like they're impressionable, right?
Okay.
But, fuck. Like, it's not your kid. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, start get to work then.
No, it is. Yeah. You pay for him.
It's true.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you got to teach him the bad habits and all that.
Welcome to dadhood. Now you don't want to teach. First, he don't want to carry. Now, he don't want
to
teach.
Each one to each one. Mike, so if you do adopt a kid, are you going to do one of those where, like, Angelina and Brad just going to go pick a country, pick a kid?
No.
Are you going to go American?
We got plenty of orphans in our country, bro.
Look at you trying to be president.
Yeah.
I'm going to get one of them cute ass Cambodians.
Mike, if you were president, who would you choose to be your comedian at the correspondent dinner? And don't say Rich.
God damn it.
Rich, now you're the comedian at the correspondent dinner.
Thanks for saying that.
Fuck.
What do you say?
I got a type 5. Let me up there.
You got to go up there for an hour.
Yeah.
It's an hour?
It's an hour after dinner.
But I only got a type 5.
Yeah, well, get
you
to right.
For Dave Chappelle, bro.
So, I've known Mike all my life, man. And ever since I met him, he's always been a piece of shit. But
you can't curse up there. I don't know.
No, I know. But
Roe versus Wade.
Ever since he adopted that Scandinavian baby,
he starts yelling at the top.
Where's Scandinavia? Isn't that like in Canada or some shit?
No, Scandinavian would be Switzerland.
Oh, I thought this motherfucker was gonna say where are Scandinavians from?
Swedish or Scandinavian?
Scamdenavians? They're gonna be scamming there.
I'm in the mood to scam.
At what point did we stop calling it scamming? Was it like after junior high? When did you stop busting scams?
I still bust a scam with Al sometimes.
You be busting scams?
Yeah,
with
like,
your wife?
It's just like
I feel like you can't bust scams with your wife. Like,
what are you talking about?
You can, but not in public.
Nah, like you, like nobody really wants to bust a scam with their wife.
Like
what?
You want to bust a scam with somebody else?
My friends are weird, bro. This motherfucker don't want to carry kids. This motherfucker don't kiss his wife. What's happening?
Yo, Mike, you really want to kiss your wife? Okay.
I do, but at the same time, it's
my
like
my friends are weird, bro.
I'm not out. Like I remember when you busted a scam, you'd have a crowd around you.
Fucking 7-second Frencher.
It was scheduled.
It was.
So what you're saying is is, if you're gonna do this right, there's gotta be people.
I gotta have the thread around. Yeah.
I need Wilder Valderrama to come out and go, let's bully.
He's texting all the friends. All his fucking street level friends. Y'all, I'm about to kiss my girl. Can y'all like come through this location? No.
3 o'clock.
About to bust a scam. Yeah. It's gotta be said that way. You gotta bust a scam.
Bust a scam. So or you still, Mac. You can simply say Mac. We can still be Mac.
But you still be busting scams?
Yeah.
Hit it with the 7 second Frencher?
We're newlyweds. We like 7 seconds. That's a short ass scam.
Oh, is it for a scam?
This man does not kiss his wife.
For a scam.
It has to be at least a minute.
A scam is not a minute. That's a long ass.
Yo, next time I see Dixie, I'm gonna ask her, do you kiss
Frencher? Imagine just you're a spectator watching your two friends scam for a minute.
It's not
a minute. Yo, comment down below if you scammed for a whole fucking minute.
They used to be like, 10, 9.
No, nobody did that. Yo, who did that?
Counting down from 60.
No, look, I agree with him.
59. Get the fuck out of here.
Yo.
Yo, I want to bust. 48. I want to bust a scam right now.
Turn to a mosh pit. Yeah, 30.
Nobody sat there for a whole fucking minute watching you two dumbasses go.
Bro, it was the attitude era.
Nobody did that shit. You saw my tongue work though.
Yo,
you saw my tongue work.
What the fuck the attitude era got to through a got to do a 1 minute scams, bro.
Yeah, you nasty. Oh, you're a fucking freak, yo.
1 minute
scams. Yo, Gary was 13 busting 1 minute scams. That's you might as well
1 minute
have,
by yourself. Yeah, of course, more than that.
You should have fucked at that point.
I didn't have my first kiss till 14.
1 minute. So. I would have had a boner 16 seconds in. What the fuck do you mean?
I always had a
whole
boner.
Minute. Yo, what? Honestly, what am I gonna do with my hands for a whole minute? I'm busting a scam in front of everybody. Yo. At some point, I'm just gonna be like, I'm not gonna know what to do with my hands.
No, you just like, you just tongue to tongue, mouth to mouth.
I don't know what to do with my hands now when I bust scams.
You're just holding her back. Maybe grab the ass a little bit. her shoulders. Give her a little massage. Yeah, you know, like that fucking cliche shit.
Nigga, just eat. Yeah, nigga, get that. You got a massage, damn.
Got time on that.
Got that massage move. Yeah, I do that to my girl. I do that to my girl.
Yo, what's the last name? What's the scam? What was your name? Go.
Ow.
No,
you said
stupid.
Last time.
I forgot you said you scam with your wife. What a loser.
What
a loser. He likes his wife. Ew, you like her so much, why don't you marry her?
Yeah, I did. Throw the glass.
Yo, the name of this podcast.
I don't rain.
Accurate as fuck. He yells that out before he busts scams. All right.
Holy shit.
Damn, I didn't even know how we got on scams. But I'm glad we did, because my last scam was probably like 7th grade.
you know, you just gotta be sensual.
Like,
that's all.
Official scam, though. And it was only 7 seconds, so I don't know where this whole minute shit came from.
No, I agree with you. I thought you were talking about by himself with his girl.
Dude, a minute long scam is crazy. In front of people, bro. That's fucking nutty, man.
And
the whole time, Gary's like, she's trying to get out, and Gary keeps like,
the worst part.
She's like, let go.
yet he doesn't rape.
She's pushing him back with her tongue. She's like,
yeah. My tongue is just going deeper and deeper.
Yeah, I don't know, Gary. I don't know if I believe you. I don't believe you anymore, bro.
It's just getting bigger and bigger. Like, all my blood is rushing to my tongue.
Your tongue is getting hard.
Yeah.
It's like sticking a sword down her throat.
My tongue comes.
Like a receipt coming back. Slap you in the face. Fucking cash register tongue. God damn.
That's the homie right there. Cash register tongue.
Anybody else hard right now?
Like the homie CVS.
Long ass receipt. Shout out to Brace.
Shout out to Brace.
Yeah, man. Hey, remember when we hit that plug with the cardboard?
Street level.
Not the street level. Oh, man. Glad we kicked all of them out. what you got?
Oh, speaking of John Morant's dad, mm-hmm. Usher and Chris Brown got in a fight a few weeks ago. We didn't get to talk about
it. On rollerblades?
On roller skates. Rollerblades.
Did they really?
You don't really wear rollerblades in the roller skating rink.
No, not unless it's fucking Tron.
Yeah. exactly.
And then they light up.
Or rollerblading derbies, right? That the girls do.
Did you ever rollerblade? I used to love rollerblading.
I love rollerblading.
I had the single blade.
Not yeah,
the
yeah,
blade.
That one.
That's the blades.
That's the blades.
That's a blade. It looks like a blade.
Yeah, yeah. I
roller skates that. For the park. Yeah. But the roller blades?
Bro cool versus guys. Blade.
Bro versus blade.
Ricardo's right in front of you. You pointed to me with that shit.
He means roll versus blade.
Good job, Moose.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Roll Bounce. And little Bow
I hate
Wow.
Both of you. I swear.
I know. Do you ever... were you any good in roller skating rink?
I never went to a rink. Yeah. I never went. Oh, actually, no, I'm lying. I went to a rink once, and I sucked at the skates.
Yeah,
I suck.
Yeah, they just don't seem like you're supposed to be on them.
Yeah,
the blades for some reason they feel a little more comfortable. Mm-hmm. I don't know, and they're supposed to be harder because it's inline. But for some reason, I felt more comfortable on the blades than the skates.
But the problem with the roller rink, mm-hmm. if you haven't skated with the fours before. I mean, both of them have four wheels, but
those on all like, fours yeah, before. Yeah. Yeah, I got you.
It's that everybody's fucking skating circles. You gotta be good, or you gotta
and then
hold
the,
on
they,
to the
they
wall.
Got the one guy who's the asshole is going backwards and shit.
Nah, man, motherfucker,
fuck
out.
That guy.
She's good at everything, right?
So she's going backwards and shit, doing dance moves on one foot,
on one knee, shit, whatever. They
yeah, that's
you
when
know,
you
like,
trip her, bro. That's when you drop a stick.
Like, I'm over here learning, clumsy ass.
On the rail.
On the rail.
On the rails.
And then when I get, all right, I got the hang of it. I'm starting to go around, But motherfucker falls.
Yes.
Falls.
And she's like falling.
Ass, knees, elbows. I still remember that day. The homie Alejandro, who likes the pod, by the way.
Shout out to Alejandro.
So this day, Story was fucking Rob's girl. Story was like trying like getting in a picture while Al was recording her. This fool, like flamboyant gay dude, like just comes running and met her for 5 minutes, tackles her to the floor. Boom. We have video about this. Tackles her to the floor just because he wanted to get into the video.
It's quite the story.
Right? You know what I'm saying?
The fuck people you hanging with?
Dog, everybody.
That's nuts.
No, if I want to get in this video, you getting CTE.
I'm just shouting him out because he likes the pod. That's all.
Hey, shout out Alejandro. Hey, next time go feet first.
Skate first, drop kick.
Yo, that.
Oh, he was on skates.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he just randomly.
He thought he just floated on the rug.
He heard the gay friend Alejandro. He thought he just floated in. No, he had skates.
No, I thought he ran to her.
He got carried in.
Yeah, no, dude. My bad, bro. My bad.
Yes, it is me.
Actually, it's OEX.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. You're him?
Hello. I had something to say and I forgot it. Fuck me. Okay, go ahead.
All right, well, come on.
No, it's not there anymore.
I mean, are we in jail?
Fuck.
Like, well, right. All right, so Usher and Chris Brown, they got down, right?
So they got down, yeah.
Who has a better catalog? But let's go by eras. Let's go, who as a kid? Because Chris Brown had Run It and...
Versus Wade.
Yo,
baby, tell me how you say
versus what did Usher have? They call me U.S.
You make me wanna. Yeah. He had My Way.
My Way.
You make me wanna.
Oh yeah, he won. He won that. He won this round. There was nothing before that. There was some shit before that though. He was even younger before that.
It's 7 o'clock on the
Before that.
Yeah, he had one that came out before that, and that was the one that I think it was Diddy produced.
Yeah.
Wasn't My Way the only new song of his?
No, My Way was the second album.
Before My Way.
His first album was called Usher, I think, and it was produced by Diddy, and he was talking about like having sex at 16, mm-hmm. and people were saying how it wasn't believable because he was a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
And then he came back with My Way, and he was talking about fucking somebody.
Yeah.
Nice and Slow.
Is it Nice and Slow? Okay, Nice and Slow is good though. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, what about higher up?
It. I think so. You got that early in their career, and then you got when they became stars. You got the You Got It Bad. You don't have to call 8701 era.
Mm-hmm. And then, damn, Chili.
You remind me. You remind me.
Oh, my God. Did he win already?
With the fucking flute.
What would be against Chris Brown?
Against Chris Brown's second one. Oh, tell me how am I supposed to breathe with no air. With Jordan Sparks. Shit. And then we got, what was his, fuck.
Zero, is it zero yet? Are we at zero yet? Zero, 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 zero. I love that shit.
But I think when we go later in the career, mm-hmm. I think Usher's got that one. I think then we go like to the late rounds, and we got Usher's like, what was that one that he did with Will yeah. I Am? With Will I Am.
He did a song oh my
God! And then yeah. we got Chris Brown, who has a song loyalty. With Lil Wayne.
Loyalty.
Loyal. And then
Royalty's the
and
album.
And then he's got the fucking album with Tyga. And he's yeah. got all those back end hits, I think.
Mm-hmm. Animals and what's it called? Fuck. Damn, he had he had the song with Tyga that was Deuces. Yeah, Deuces.
Mike farted.
He had
I smell it.
Damn, why can't I think about these songs? I love that album
too. I just think that the Rihanna situation tarnished the idea of this conversation.
Oh, look at me now?
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, I don't see how you can hate from outside of the club. Boom, boom, you can't even get boom. In.
I went to the Nas Wu-Tang concert with Busta Rhymes opening for them. Busta came out like in the middle of the show doing his set.
He went, let's go!
Oh my God, that was something to witness. That was something to witness. Yeah, man.
Hey, yo, but listen to it
for us. Shouts to Easy for taking me to that. But...
More Chris Brown?
No, go ahead. So,
no, I'm not. But I think Chris Brown gets later. I think Usher fell off towards the later rounds. I think Chris Brown's still going. So
there's a few good Usher songs that come out sprinkled from here, yeah. from the later years.
Yeah.
But I think Chris Brown's killing it right now. No Guidance. I love that shit. Got me through the whole pandemic.
The whole pandemic.
I mean, Drake helped.
I didn't even need a booster.
Drake helped out Chris's image.
That was my booster.
Wait, but hold up. I think we're being a little disrespectful, man.
Remember when Usher? There's always that my one booster? Person that. This is 2005, though.
But I don't understand.
2005.
Are you on more?
This way. Other than Vegas, like, remember that little dude who would come out of his closet and with curly hair and sing all his songs? And, like, he was even in a 50 Cent video. You remember? He was, like, a little person. I think he died now.
Because he's little?
Simon Birch or some shit.
Oh, it was probably like a... Yeah,
sure. No, hold up.
Did he have a short lifespan?
You went in your mental library. No, pause. All this shit. Cold copy. You went in your shut up, Gary. You went into your mental library, talked about a singing midget.
I didn't say midget.
Listen, and you don't rape. I get it.
A lollipop girl.
You went in your head, you thought about a small person, and you went straight to a fucking movie, Simon Birch, from back in the day?
My balls are like raisins.
They call me King Ho Jockey.
He said his motherfucker had curls coming out of a closet, and he called him Simon Birch.
You were asleep.
What?
On the couch.
Oh, man, I hope people see this and are enraged by you.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, Gary's been saying all the fucked up things, and he was the woke one in the beginning.
Nah, I've been
curly
woke.
Midgets named Simon Birch.
Yeah, remember them little ass midgets?
Simon Birch made me cry.
I love that movie, bro. I love that movie.
It made me cry because I didn't want him to die.
And yeah, like, me neither, man.
He didn't.
Fuck,
did
spoiler
die,
alert.
Did he die in the movie or did they, like, put it at the end that he died?
Wait, what?
I don't remember. I don't remember that.
Simon
You
Bolt.
Say you love the movie. You could tell
yeah,
me.
Yeah, but. Never mind. Yeah, he died in the movie. But then I think about, like, wait, did they also say after he died in the movie, he also died in real life?
Remember when, like, yeah, during the credits, it just had that, you know, when it flashes words, and it's just, by the way, Simon Birch.
That wasn't actually Simon Birch in the movie?
Charles Barley, it wasn't a dream. It really happened.
It wasn't a dream.
That was Simon Birch Jr. Oh, like he had like O'Shea Jr. Stop. Playing Simon Birch. Oh, like or like son.
That's just, like you thinking Bruce Wayne Jr. Like, yeah, no.
That's
no.
like Bruce Wayne Jr. Jr.
No. I was thinking about NWA.
No, you ain't like getting how, out of that one.
O'Shea played Ice Cube.
O'Shea.
Who's also O'Shea?
O'Shea's a terrible name, by the way. It's like a last name.
Nah, it's cool.
O'Shea's a last name, isn't it?
I don't
it?
Think he actually knew. I wonder if he went by that at high school. I don't think they called him O'Shea in high school.
I wouldn't have.
Called him Ice Cube. I just heard him on...
They call me Ice.
No, he said he wrote his first rhyme, and he... When he wrote his first rhyme, he actually mentioned Ice Cube. He said, I'm not... He said this one rapper or Curtis Blow, they call me Ice Cube, so you know.
Okay. No, no, no. Like that. It's okay.
It's that.
No,
it's nice. Like that.
You know what I don't like?
Why are you over there looking at me? I don't like when you. So you know what I don't like? How Lil Wayne performed in L.A. and then cut the performance off.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Do you know the artist that he cut the performance for?
I read the name when I saw the video.
But did you know him previous?
No, I did not.
So what the fuck did Lil Wayne expect?
I know it's like Lil Twist, and then it's this other guy. It's like Adrian Brody.
But like, what do you expect? I think Lil Wayne's been doing this long enough that he knows. Mm-hmm. You bring someone that nobody knows on stage, you're not gonna get the reaction that you would if you walk on stage or Nicki Minaj or somebody. So how does he expect his artist that nobody knows walk on stage and everybody goes crazy? How would he expect that to happen?
And I don't like the fact that I know LA crowds are always high and blah blah blah. Yes, we are.
Yeah,
but
dead. Uh huh.
But at the same time, I don't like that. I mean, get high with us or something. Like we still vibing. It's just like we're, you know, I know you need to. I know as a performer, you need to feel the energy of the crowd. But it's like I've been to many shows and they're hype. Especially these guys who paid $400 at the Wiltern to sit front row, you know, like they were hype.
Also, I think
it's just like nobody wants to see your artist; they want to see you.
And even if they're not hype, you have been doing this long enough to be professional enough to finish your fucking show.
Yeah.
Especially if they're not doing it for you, who's the headliner? Mm-hmm. They're not giving you the energy that you want. It's the fucking opener, your dudes that you brought out. But finish the show.
Like, this is the bathroom break. Yeah. And you were already 3 hours late, right? Supposedly. I don't know.
I don't know, but I
wanted to go.
Like, I get it. You,
the Wiltern is beautiful.
It is. You wanna show your artist that they need to know their worth or whatever you're trying to impose upon him. But you also need to show him how to be professional and not walk out of a show that you were already late to and people paid money for a stupid reason.
I think.
Not like they booed. They could have booed. They could have been like, get this guy the fuck off the stage. I don't know this loser. They didn't. They just didn't react. Mm-hmm.
The thing is, like, Lil Wayne is notorious for doing shit.
Notorious.
Like this, for, like, his performances. So it's not, for me, it doesn't seem weird. It just seems like it was something that he needed to do to get the fuck out of there. And he used this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't, like, he didn't, I don't think he actually was mad about that. Like Freako said, he's been doing it for so many years. I think that I think that he has legend status, and he can be like, you know what? I don't want to perform.
Yeah, but do these people get their money back, you think?
Didn't use a fuck? There's like insurance.
I don't think he gives a
fuck. No.
He should give a fuck,
I mean,
though. The venue already pays him, so the venue has to pay back the people? Or
look,
from there?
I don't know. Money? I think that it works differently for different places. The Wiltern.
You're saying different strokes for different folks?
Basically.
Yeah.
But this Lil Wayne thing, like, he just wanted to get a fucking performance, bro. It wasn't anything to do with the fans.
Dumb reason, but I don't agree with it.
That's why. It was dumb. I was like, for him to be that much into this game,
mm-hmm.
Wayne wouldn't do something like that, like, just off of feelings. Like, no, he just did it because he wanted to get the fuck out of there.
Folks versus Wade. Wayne. Fuck.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, if you're going to fucking bastard my joke, at least do it right, you piece of shit.
Folks versus Wayne.
Wayne.
Anyways. Imagine you guys were at that show or the weekend show you guys went to together.
Mm-hmm. We scammed
because he canceled the show My cousin after went us, to. Yeah. Oh, it was the one after you guys.
Yeah.
My cousin went to that show, but he at least put the show back on for them.
Yeah, he actually brought two shows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what Lil Wayne should do.
He should, but there's artists that are like him, bro, that just at the end of the day you start to see that, like, when the older performers come out, it's just like they're either tired of the label pushing them, or they just like, dude, like, they didn't realize how fucking tasking the tour was gonna be.
Yeah. I got this thing that the other day.
Herpes?
Yeah, nah, no bumps. But these, like, something bumped like that. Songs that make you feel like you belong for listening to them. Like you're cool. You're hip to, like, nobody else knows this song, but you know that if you're around a certain crowd or somebody actually hears this song or hears you play this song, they're like, oh, fuck yeah, you're playing a jam right there. And it's a fucking, it's not something that's like on the radio, but it's something that.
New or old?
Well, so I was playing like Umi Says, and I know you know Umi Says. And so that's where this came from. I was bumping that, and because I always bump music when I'm like, I gotta hand out phones and whatever. I gotta check out phones at my job. So I check out the RNs and the doctor's phones, and I'm bumping music. I'm bumping Umi Says. Somebody's like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, yeah. And you know what I'm saying? So, like, what song makes you feel like that? Are there songs that you can think of that make you guys feel like good for knowing them?
It's hard because I have that a lot in my Uber.
Yeah, so people.
But I don't have a specific song. I just put my favorites on my playlist.
Yeah.
On shuffle, and people are like, you know, like, oh, like after maybe three songs, like, damn, you got a good little mix going. You know what I'm saying? It's shit like that. But it's hard to pinpoint one exact song in my experience.
I like when people, when I would play songs like All Night, I liked when people would be like, damn, who is that? And who is this? Who is that? Because I would always
love
just
that
bump,
feeling. Love it.
Bump R&B, like I contemporary R&B.
I used to put together playlists when I first started working Uber. Like, and I would have designated playlists for what I feel that person would like. And I was right 90% of the time. Because, you know, there's always been them white folks that surprise you that they know certain rap and shit.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, shit, okay, well, I thought I was bugging you with my music. You actually liked it. So, yeah, I love that. But then I stopped doing the playlist. Now I just shuffle my favorites. But I know what song, like, I'm not going to have people talking about Roe versus Wade and rape and all that shit on a song. I'm going to take that shit out, and then I'm going to play some shit that they like.
What about you, Rich? You have any song that you ever play for your daughter, other than Peaches, Peaches, Peaches.
I like to throw roots on.
But hey,
just because, like,
it's the stroke of midnight.
I feel like
you know what that means.
It goes to design this culture. A bunch of different other genres.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it'll go to a bunch of different.
So people are like, oh, that's some dope hip hop, or like you play like
If you are worried about where.
Yeah, Erykah Badu.
Sometimes like look, I ain't gonna lie to you because I get it so much. Yeah. Every day is when I don't want to hear people do anything like that. Mm-hmm. They get in the car. Sometimes they be a little bit too enthusiastic. They're like, "Oh, so you playing this one? Hey, you like this, my boy? Yeah, I like that shit too, bro." And they start to get into it, and I'm like, "Oh shit!" And then they start rapping.
You know what the worst part is?
Yeah.
When they're like, "You like this, my boy?"
Yeah.
And then they don't really know the songs or the vibes.
That's what I'm telling you. Yeah. They get to singing, and they start putting in words that aren't it, and I'm like, "That's not. Oh god,
that's not it.
It fucks me up."
Are you
hearing
some shit like
this? Play some Kanye, bro. Hey, do this or play that, huh?
When that, like, I have my playlist.
Yeah.
And they just want to just. Want me to grab my phone while I'm driving and like fucking just, hey, play this because I like this song, but I want to hear that song.
Yeah.
I'm trying to claim things. I have
this
a good audience, man.
Jam that, like, it's a classic. It brings me back to like 6th to 7th grade.
Yeah, but that's one of those songs where it's a classic, but it's not like overplayed. Yeah.
And that whole episode with Al, it was about that. Like, I love that fucking song. But I feel like I used to love Return of the Mac like this.
I used to love it.
And then Return of the Mac got so played out.
Yeah, I got tired of that shit.
It breaks my heart. It breaks my heart.
Okay, I got one for you then. How about you switch it up?
Baby, now I got the flow. I'm about to pull up.
Ooh,
his stressful colors. And I've been waiting so long. Now I gotta resurface.
It's officially released, but it is Post Malone and Mark Morrison, and it's a blend of Cooped Up and Return of the Mac.
You got to send me that.
So there you go. That's a way that you could take Return of the Mac and make it brand new for
you. I didn't like Trey the Truth released a Return of the Mac. Like, everybody's just rapping over Return of the Mac.
Somebody else. Like, didn't Jack Wiz Harlow Khalifa. Do it?
Yeah, Jack Harlow did it more recently with I don't know. I forget who the other rappers were. But, yeah, it was... I think Chris Brown is on that shit. But, yeah. So, man, there's... I like that there's a lot of songs, and I like that us three, we know a lot about music. Well,
that's what I'm saying. Like, you could do stuff like that where it takes a song that you thought was dope, and then it kind of feels played out and just... They flip it, and now it's brand new again to you, at least.
I got one more question here. All right, who you got, Diddy versus Jermaine Dupri?
Are we talking about production? Or are we talking about just like Def versus Bad Boy?
Let's just say production, because they're gonna anything they produce, anything they wrote, anything that's ever come out of Bad Boy, So Def.
I feel like that's hard, because I know Diddy produced a lot of Biggie, a lot of 112, Faith Evans.
Yeah, this is the thing about the... I feel like the term producer in the sense of music is loose on Diddy. JD produced music. Mm-hmm. Diddy had people that produced.
Like another...
But,
I don't think he was there, Dre. Like, making beats and shit.
JD was.
Oh, so he's more like a DJ Khaled.
Yeah, because JD is a producer.
Getting people together and then saying, yes, make this
That's
beat.
Diddy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like a DJ Khaled, like
telling Diddy.
Somebody, make or form this sample into something.
Producer is doing... On it,
which is still a good...
It's a skill by itself.
But if we're saying...
It could also be a skill to know what to put together and what sounds good together. 100%.
But what you asked him was just like, as far as music, you can't really... I think it's like JD's up there.
And JD wins on this alone.
Chitty chitty bang bang.
So deaf. You know,
nah, we're playing 112. We're playing 112 against...
Okay, so against this, In My Bed Remix.
Yeah.
What are we playing?
I'm playing
anytime?
112.
No, anywhere. Mace, I mean, anywhere.
And Biggie. What's that song?
Oh, shit.
That's more
definitely,
money, more problems.
More money? No, that's not the one you play.
That's not...
Only
that's,
you.
Only you, my bad. Keep it real. Yeah. Probably the same bass line. Who is this? Teddy Pendergrass bass line?
Who's that, Teddy P? I know that bass line anyway. But yeah, like... I think as much as we might not be able to pick one, I think it would be... This would be one of the more, I think, fitting and fair battles.
With your voice, say, light a candle.
Light a candle.
Your voice is so deep. But I think it would be really
ass,
fair.
Bitch.
I think they both have rap. They both have R&B. They both have like boy bands, essentially.
Yeah. Hey, don't lie. You got hard.
They got female artists.
Danny Kane and whatnot.
They got Danny Kane. They got Day 26. Shout out, yo! I feel like you're disrespecting the Kings. Day 26.
Tonight I'm in a romantic mood.
Turn it off.
Here we go.
Let's
go, Danger.
Oh, this is a hard one.
That's Diddy.
This is a We're talking about eras. This is the era. This is like 2010.
Yo, you hear a beat? Yeah, you hear a beat, and you like can tell what era's from.
You know what? Everybody was trying to do like a Ryan Leslie type shit.
Early 2000s when everybody was doing the Spanish guitars on their shit.
Yeah.
Let me give an example, because I know people don't know what the.
But you know, like, that sounds like Ryan Leslie era type.
And what's his name?
Diamond Girl.
Brian Michael Cox.
Yeah.
Another beat.
Ladies and
Yeah. It was like early 2000s, like Maria.
Wyclef was out here.
Yeah, no, B-Cox is... I found out about Brian Cox through Behind the Music. On I think it was like 112.
You watching VH1?
Hell yeah.
MTV, all that shit. That's where Diddy had most of his shit.
MTV, VH1, RIP, LGBTQ. But yeah, so who do you got? I'm still going.
I'm going Diddy.
I'll probably go Diddy because Diddy's going to pull out Danny DeCane.
Jonathan Majors and Megan Good dating.
Rebrand.
That's Jonathan Majors, who just got accused of like 30,000. He does not rape, but he got accused. Well, he got accused, kind. And then they like tossed it out, right? And then Moore came out, and we're like, "Oh, he's raping me." And then he was like, no, he "I'm fucking making good now."
That's all in jokes.
I know that's what they, but that's what they came out to say, right? That he was something like that. Jonathan Majors.
You're
was,
not gonna get a redemption in this pod, buddy. Over here trying to take the good side now. We know about you.
No, you don't.
Yeah, we do.
There's nothing to know about here.
You're good, you. You're good.
Yo.
Remember when you had to specify you didn't rape?
Yeah. All of a sudden, he said, look, let's be real. We're not going to talk about that like that on this podcast. Shut the fuck up, Gary.
Okay, but
we are on the rails.
Megan. So he's fucking making good now.
Yeah.
Pixie cut makeup.
Rebrand.
Remember when she cut her hair off and she had like a little pixie cut?
Yeah.
Wasn't she just in Shazam too?
Yeah, she did. With a pixie cut. With a pixie cut.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Also?
Did you watch it? Fury of the Gods?
No, I have not.
I love Shazam.
I like the first one, but I didn't watch this one. I still haven't even seen Black Adam or White Adam for that matter.
I haven't seen any Adam, if I'm being
honest. Actually, I have seen White Adam.
What y'all think about.
That's my brother in law.
Speaking about being pussy. Hey, what's your take on Rock going back? Rock going back to Fast and Furious.
I like it. He is good.
Look, man, he ended up putting out a movie that flopped.
Okay,
that shit didn't flop.
Which one?
If you ask Hobbs the studios, no, I'm Black talking Adam? About Black Adam.
Oh, Black
financially, that movie
Black
flopped.
Adam, White Adam, Brown Adam.
Financially, that movie flopped.
Adam Bomb.
He was in the and he was really trying to recreate the whole DC universe.
Yeah, that's what
and
he
they
gets
humbled
for
the fuck out of him
for not putting hair. Black Adam has hair.
He does. Yeah, he has like a he had the freak of the little widow's peak.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
Come on, man. So,
I don't remember Black Adam from anything. I don't think I've ever seen him.
Well, that's the thing. He tried to, and I think that was his mistake. Like, he really tried to bring somebody that nobody really sees out. He was just really high at the top, and I love him.
It worked with Guardians of the Galaxy. It worked with Marvel did it. That's why. Suicide Squad.
But they did it right.
But those were good.
Yeah, there you go.
So, you guys didn't like Black... I haven't watched it yet. It's on my queue.
Yeah, it was Willie and
expensive. How many things are on your queue?
A lot.
I'm so behind in shit now. How do I not have time to watch shit, but I have so much time?
I don't have no time.
What do you do?
A lot.
You got kids?
I don't have kids.
He's a homeowner, man.
I work. I fixed the sink yesterday.
I didn't have to call a plumber.
Oh, shit. Old guy talk. How'd you fix the sink? I don't know how to fix shit.
There was a fucking leak. And
I don't know how to fix anything.
What I did was, all right.
I called managers.
I saw that there was water. And I was like,
I have to stop this.
Yeah,
something's fishy here. I don't know what to do.
Let me go look at what's going on here. Where's the leak coming from? I'm touching shit.
He plugs one and then it pops out of somewhere else.
Yeah, like a fucking cartoon and shit.
Pops off his shoe.
Yeah.
And puts his toe in there.
He plugs it in, comes out of his mouth.
And then I came.
Puts his dick in one of the holes.
So hard right now.
But yeah, he does it rape.
Yeah. Rape that sink. Tell you that much. But yeah, so right now, I touched the bottom.
I was
running the dishwasher.
Yeah.
And it works. You know what I'm saying? It works. There was no water.
It has good flow versus weight.
Yeah. Flow versus weight.
Oh, God. My bad.
We're going to find out
what pissed me off more is that you were really excited about that joke.
I don't mean to fuck up the show versus weight or anything.
Yeah.
I just didn't know versus weight.
That's cool.
I'm at some point I'm probably gonna let it go versus Wade. Yeah.
Nah, it's getting a little cold versus Wade.
When it's right gonna now. Happen, who knows?
Snow versus Wade right now.
Oh my God, I did not see that coming, but I'm glad it.
Blow versus Wade.
Oh, come on, let it go! Fuck.
I got to save my guy.
Yeah.
He almost had it.
I was trying to steal the show versus Wade. But
you said that one already. That was Low versus Wade.
I don't think anybody knowed versus Wade, but you didn't have to point it out. Now I feel like
Exposed versus Wade.
Yes! Points! Damn! Holler. All right, Mike, I'm...
No, he says, fucking yes!
Yes!
I'm just glad glad we got Mike to participate. I don't know what it was going to take, but I'm glad we finally got Mike to jump in.
Because I hate them so much. I'm not good at them.
He's such a good guy. He's such a good sport versus Wade. Pro versus Wade.
What was the pro versus Wade for?
You. Because I said sport or sprout. Pro.
Yeah, no, I got it now. It was a little, sprout, I got it late. Yeah. I'm a little slow sprout. Versus Wade. You know what I'm saying?
Hey!
Fucking yes!
Look at you go versus Wade.
And you know versus Wade.
Hey. Oh, we're going to get this episode versus Wade.
Holy
shit. What else you got?
I did.
I ain't no joke versus Wade.
Okay.
I thought it was gonna come in a lot sooner than that.
There was one more thing that I wanted to add here, but I completely forgot. So.
Versus Wade.
If you guys have it.
Dude, I kept waiting for him to say one thing. Fuck, man.
Yeah, that was great.
He's good.
That was great.
Yes,
that
guy's
was
good.
This guy
That's is why good. He gets paid the quarter.
Yeah.
That's why he gets paid the quarter.
Speaking of which, yo, we haven't seen a dime in a long time.
We haven't
so
made one.
Versus
Are we
Wade.
Still on Anchor?
I told you it's Spotify by Anchor.
So is that
and
what
now,
that thing, is that what that is? The what we
so,
saw?
Yeah. So now Spotify bought Anchor, and now to get monetized, you have to have certain amount of plays, which we don't have yet to get monetized.
Do
so,
you know why we don't have that yet?
I don't want to talk about it on the pod.
No. Who do you point out? Who you think is the problem?
Jokes.
Come on, Gary. You know versus Wade.
Well, now that we've come to this point in the pod, I just want to tell you that's been our show versus Wade. We are off the rails.
Yeah, why are you playing our actual song, though?
I've been up in this bitch because I just want everybody to know that we did this pod all for the nookie. Cookie, so you can take that cookie and stick it up your girl. Anyways, I've been Rich, definitely in this bitch. Potter to my left.
And I'm sorry that I ever doubted you. Okay.
Don't ever doubt me.
Never, never again.
Please,
never,
just trust
never.
Me.
I trust you, dog.
He literally said Potter to my left.
I know, but I have to explain that. I have to
this
apologize.
This is a long apology for
you
just.
You could let that play. I have to apologize.
Yeah, but this is really
up,
long.
No, this doesn't happen very often.
And I just want to say
let
for
mine
that Big Mike, all up on the mic.
Part of my right. All right, episode number 111. We're out. I never know. Yo, I think that's going to be a running joke versus Wade.
He literally said 18.